We're talking about My Cincinnati for this segment. That's Music for Youth in Cincinnati. It's a free youth orchestra program in Price Hill. Their five-year anniversary is coming up with a concert and celebration. That's later this month. Eddie Kwan is the program's director. He's here with details. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So congratulations on the anniversary, 5 years. Let's start with a kind of a quick setup of what My Cincinnati is.
Well, thank you. We're so proud to celebrate 5 years. My Cincinnati started in 2011, so that's 5 years ago now. And we started with just 11 students in a library at a public school in Price Hill. We had all of our instruments on loan for free. We had a borrowed space, and we had just two teaching artists. So from that first day in 2011 to today, we've grown considerably. So now we have over 110 students that meet for at least 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and they have the opportunity to learn violin, viola, cello, or bass, the stringed instruments in the orchestra, as well as flute and clarinet for the first time this year. So like you said, My Cincinnati is a completely tuition-free orchestra program for children and youth that live in the Price Hill neighborhoods of Cincinnati.
Okay, so what ages are we talking here?
Well, our youngest are five. We have one program for kindergarten through second grade, and that is led by one of our teaching artists named Ben Sloan, who's an incredible percussionist. So that class surrounds percussion, bucket drums, singing, and foundational music skills. And then we have a larger program for slightly older children, so third grade and up, all the way through seniors in high school. And that is our orchestral training program. That's the program where children have the opportunity to learn those instruments and play together in an orchestra.
And who's paying for all this? I mean, this has got to cost some money here.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a tuition-free program for the children and the families that participate. But it does take some money, and we rely heavily on the support of our community. So we are a grassroots program, and we have an entire community of supporters, just regular people that give what they can, kind of like public radio, that give what they can to ensure that the program succeeds and is sustainable. And in addition to that, we supplement that with gifts from foundations or other grant-making organizations. So it's a combination of private donations and grant money as well.
And where in Price Hill? I mean, you mentioned at first there were 11 kids. Now you've got 110. So what kind of space are you using for this?
Well, we have a beautiful historic firehouse building right in the heart of East Price Hill. So those of you who are familiar with Price Hill probably have passed that building many, many times, right by the old District 3 police station. But it's a gorgeous 100-year-old fire station that has gone through many, many different lives over the past century. And now it is the home to our orchestra. So we're right in the center of East Price Hill, but we have children from all around the neighborhood.
Okay, now the program that we're talking about, My Cincinnati, and I just found this out recently, it's inspired by the same one that the conductor Gustavo Dudamel used with the Simón Bolívar Orchestra.
That's right. My Cincinnati is inspired by El Sistema, which is a national youth orchestra and choral program in Venezuela that was founded about 40 years ago now. And that program, which has engaged throughout the years close to 2 million children, I believe, and currently has upwards of 500,000 children engaged, has really revolutionized the kind of role music plays in the lives of ordinary people. So that program in Venezuela was founded on the idea that music and access to the highest quality music education is a fundamental human right. So that's where we take our inspiration, that music and the opportunity, I should say, to study an instrument and be part of a musical family, that's a human right and should not be barred from anyone just because you grew up in a certain neighborhood.
Now, the kids that come in here, are they musicians ahead of time, or is this like the first time they will have seen and actually touched some of these instruments?
Well, for a vast majority of our students, it is the first time that they touch and hold and play an instrument. So that's a really, really special moment to see is kids who have maybe just heard about what a violin or what a flute looks like, and then to have their own instrument that they play every single day. That's a special thing.
And so this is actually teaching from scratch then, how to read music as well as play it and how to be directed by a conductor.
Absolutely. My Cincinnati is a little bit different from traditional music education programs in that most programs, not all, but most are private lesson based. So basically you get one private lesson, maybe 30 minutes a week, and you're supposed to practice on your own somehow outside of that time with your teacher. And for those of us who studied an instrument when we were younger, we know that that is really, really challenging. Not only do you sound terrible when you're first starting, but it's really hard to know how to practice. And even adults, even professional musicians, are always trying to figure out how to practice more effectively, more efficiently. So we kind of take that out of the equation from the beginning. When students start with us at My Cincinnati, they are thrown into a group of their friends and of their peers. So it's not about this private lesson model, but about the ensemble. So from the beginning, they are playing in a sea of other kids that are all playing different instruments, and they're making music as hard as they can together. So it's a group activity, it's a social activity, and it's fun. So it helps keep the kids engaged through that hump period where, you know, you're maybe not sounding that great because it's hard. It's hard to learn a stringed instrument. It's hard to learn a wind instrument. And those first couple of months, you're squeaking and you're whatever. But somehow, when you're thrown into the group and you hear the sound of the ensemble, it is magic. It is really, really a special feeling to be amidst all of these people striving towards a common goal, which is to create beautiful music.
And you're also, in a way, orienting the kids to classical music as well. Have kids come in and said, oh, I don't want to play this stuff. I don't like it.
You know, I think that's an assumption that a lot of people make, that kids just somehow are inherently averse to classical music or to instrumental music. And frankly, from my experience, that is just not true. I think kids just love music and they love the opportunity to be creative. And I think what separates our individual tastes, I think, is just opportunities. You know, the reason I like the music that I do is because I had a cool older sister. And when I was 10, you know, she hit me to some cool stuff. And she said, hey, listen to this and listen to this. And I had the opportunity. And I think in a similar way, we're just showing these kids the door. And they run through it themselves joyfully.
Now, you've been doing this for 5 years. You've run through a whole bunch of kids. How many of them have gone on to college or university or even professional work?
Well, we have currently just a couple of high school seniors. So none have graduated from high school yet. But two of those high school seniors were part of our original 11 students back in 2011. So that's a really special thing to be able to see their progression, not only musically, but academically, and just to see them grow as people. So one of the cool things that we're able to do at My Cincinnati, because we're so committed to investing in the whole person of each student, is we offer a couple of different programs in addition to the music education part. With our high school students, we have a college readiness and mentorship program where one of our teaching artists, who also has a lot of experience with college prep work, he meets with them one-on-one to do anything from brainstorming about what they want in life after high school, to working on their essays, college entrance exam essays together, to doing ACT and SAT prep, all the way to helping them compile and organize their college applications. So that came out of a need from our students that was expressed by them, saying, you know, we feel overwhelmed by all of this pressure to go to college and blah, blah, blah. So we thought, you know, we have incredible teaching artists that have these really, really vast array of skills. Why not put that to use? So that's the start of one program there.
This all comes down to the big fifth anniversary concert on the 28th. And what's going to happen with that one?
Well, we're going to have a big party. We are going to have all 110 musicians of My Cincinnati performing. And we are just going to have a moment, a night to ourselves where we can just kind of look back and reflect on how far we've come over the past 5 years, as well as look to the future and dream a little bit together about what we could do in the next 5 years. So we're having a big concert and celebration where all of our orchestras will perform. It's at Community Matters in Lower Price Hill at St. Michael Sanctuary. And that's Friday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m. It's completely free and everyone is welcome. We're also launching for the first time a campaign to recruit sustaining donors, similarly inspired by the public radio. You guys are doing a lot of things right. And so every year, usually we do like a fundraising, crowdfunding campaign, Indiegogo or Kickstarter. this year we thought, instead of doing that, why not try to recruit an entire community of supporters that believe in what we're doing and ask them to commit to making a regular monthly contribution. That's, I think, something that we're trying for the first time, and so far is already getting a lot of attention and success after just a couple of days in the campaign.
Eddie Kwan is the program director for My Cincinnati Music for Youth in Cincinnati, and their fifth anniversary concert is coming up on the 28th. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.